From Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Tweet questions at AU Sports Network or email aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power, proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. By Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, you can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and windcreekcasino.com. The Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. And by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
This weekend approaches on the Auburn campus, and tonight we bring you our final Tiger Talk of the season. Auburn baseball and football are on tap. Good evening in War Eagle. This is Tiger Talk presented by Alpha Insurance from Baumhauer's Victory Grill with Brad Law and Jacob Hillman. I'm Andy Burcham. Right off the bat, we talk with head baseball coach Butch Thompson. Tigers open 8-game homestand tomorrow against top 5 Tennessee. First pitch is scheduled for 6 at Plainsman Park. Brad joins me on the call at 5:45. Game times are set for 3:30 Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. Also tonight, we'll talk with Auburn center fielder Chris Stanfield. He will join us. This, of course, is the A-Day weekend. Head football coach Hugh Freeze joins us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the wrap-up of spring practice and all the A-Day festivities. They begin around 1 o'clock on the Auburn Sports Network. Jason Campbell, Ronnie Brown, Will Herring will join me on the call on Saturday. A ton of activities in and around the Auburn campus. We'll talk all about it tonight. But first, right off the bat, let's welcome Auburn baseball coach Butch Thompson. Yep. War Eagle.
War Eagle, my friend.
Glad to have you here tonight.
Glad to be here. See a lot of friends.
Thoughts about your win last night at UAB?
Well, we needed a win, so that was good. Kind of that, you know, what I've been advertising, I'm going to be a broken record. The effort and process has been there, and I thought the guys needed a win. And, you know, being down in the game 4-2, and but the bullpen so much in the middle of the ball game needing to come along for us. I think we gave up one hit after the third inning and carried us all the way to the finish line. That was positive. Offense hung around, and then, you know, whenever you can have a big inning, I thought when Christian Hall hit the solo home run, I'm like, one of these days, you know, the solo home runs that we've been hitting in these games are going to turn into two-run, three-run homers to really make a difference. Bobby Pierce pretty soon afterward had a two-run homer, and Ike Irish just kept his, you know, head in there. The competitive at-bats continue. He goes backside for a big double. Just thinking about how he's playing. I know he's been added to today. I saw the Golden Spikes midseason watch list, so congratulations to Ike for that. And then, you know, I thought a spark of the ball game, too, was Cade Ballou, the local product from Auburn High School.
Absolutely.
Another pinch hit. He's really starting to earn more of those with Coach Gross and comes in, has two doubles in one inning, and it really sparked us, and the offense clicked. And but, you know, that was a great win for us last night. Got back home. I'm ready for that eight-game homestand. We're ready for that. Two of these first three weekends on the road, we're not going to change the level of teams that we're playing. That'll continue. But I think the next two weekends at home, I think we all know that, no coach speak coming here, how important these two weekends are at home. That last game, having the biggest crowd we've ever had, history of Plainsman Park, is against Arkansas and getting a win against the number one team. That's huge for us this weekend. All that's going on, softball included, the A-Day game. Hopefully there's a ton of people beating the walls down and cheering for the Tigers versus the Volunteers.
You took a couple of my follow-up questions.
Good.
Coaches and
good.
Good. That's right. Good. All right. On the subject of good, that's kind of a mantra now for this group, regardless of the record to open conference play, regardless of the challenge or whatever is the next. All right, the number four team in the country is coming in this weekend. Good. That's the next. It's just the next thing. Like, you want to be playing the best. You can't get to be the best unless you're consistently playing teams that, are right up there at the top, and you have another opportunity this weekend.
Yeah, we advertised the schedule, so we knew it was going to be one of the toughest things we drug a team to. But, again, I like our roster. I like our offensive roster. You know, we talked about the 80% of our innings back, and so I do like the strength of our club, but it's really been hard for somebody to go out and get us five or six innings when you're playing this caliber of elite team. So that's where we've had to take our medicine, so to speak, and we have to take a deep breath. And is there a strategy to help us with all these innings returning? Maybe we should chop it up a little bit more. So my job is here to be able to help, keep helping them find the good in everything that we do. This is 2 years in a row that we got a slow start, you know, in the league, and it is a challenge and it is a bear. But really, when things aren't going the way you expect or draw it up or want it to, that's when you need to do your job. That's when you need to be a coach to try to figure out what are the solutions. That's when you need to lead well. That's when you need to not be the priest traveling and crossing the street to miss somebody that's beat up on the side of the road. That's when you don't need to be the Levite. You need to absolutely be the Good Samaritan and pick them up. And there's a time to absolutely get after anybody and help them grow and try to get stronger, but there's also time to pick them up, try to give them a strategy or two, try to tell these guys, remind them what their identity is, what we're here for. We're not here by accident, and absolutely continue to do the work. Even if we were 8-1 going into this weekend, this would be a huge challenge. We need to be focused in the games that are at hand. So that's kind of the way we've chosen to do it, and understand that this will make us better men. This will make us a better ball club, and our program has grown. There's not a thing wrong with our program except for really two weekends on the road in the SEC and the next two are at home. So get in a moment, keep working, figure out a strategy or two, and be ready to play baseball.
Butch Thompson, the Good Samaritan, joining us tonight on Tiger Talk. We'll head out to the crowd. And remember, everyone asking questions tonight while supplies last, receive a gift card from Alumni Hall. Jacob, go.
Julie from Arizona will go home with the first one, and here's her question.
Coach War Eagle.
War Eagle.
First of all, you're looking good, Coach.
Thank you.
Lost a little weight.
Feel good, yeah.
Freshly shaven. This is awesome.
It's trying to grow back. It didn't take long, did it?
Yeah.
It
looking good.
It grew right back.
So, Coach, are we sticking with the same rotation this weekend and just going to kind of try to do everything the same we've been doing, or are we going to mix things up a little bit?
Yeah, I met with the three starting pitchers individually that started the last few weekends. This is probably my biggest adjustment to what we're going to try to do this weekend is we're going to give the ball to Dylan Watts tomorrow, reliever, and really thinking that that's a way for him. We chose him because he can pitch twice in a weekend. So met with those three guys. They are absolutely understanding. They may go to the bullpen. One or two still may start. McBride, Alsop, or Gonzalez could still start. But I think in a certain way, now putting them with the whole group, maybe teams can't prepare for those specific pitchers as much. Maybe they don't feel the weight of the world and they can move to the bullpen. And maybe we're just asking guys to maybe get through the lineup one time apiece might be a better way to go. So all these guys coming back, it seems like we've had success with a lot of our guys, whether it be Dylan Watts, Cannon, are any of these guys maybe throwing two innings and doing this as a committee, as a staff, as opposed to trying to throw these three guys on an island and kind of tote the world. So that's what we're going to try to do this weekend to try to get a more desirable result.
Herb, hang on. We need to get to our first break, please. Thank you for your patience. Stay tuned. Butch Thompson back with us again. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
What you doing? Yeah, you. Listening to this ad right now. What you up to? Well, if you have auto insurance through Alpha, you know what you're not doing? Worrying about claims or stressing over coverage. Alpha handles the details for you so you can keep doing whatever you're doing. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out the Rio, Forte, Soul, or the Sporty Stinger. And don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles, the Carnival, or our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Rico.
when the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tiger fans, it's game day. Time to put on the team colors, set up the tailgate, and enjoy some football. Of course, no tailgate is complete without Golden Flake snacks. From our crispy potato chips and light and airy pork skins to our deliciously cheesy cheese puffs, you're certain to score big. So grab a bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tiger.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Submit questions by emailing aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Welcome back to Baum Hour's Victory Grill. Tonight's show brought to you in part by Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. With three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, you can escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and online at windcreekcasino.com. Head baseball coach Butch Thompson is with us on the show. One more segment with Coach Thompson, and then we'll talk to Chris Stanfield, who is in the house tonight, Auburn center fielder. Right now, let's go back to the audience. Jacob is with Herb.
Herb goes home with the second Alumni Hall gift card tonight.
Okay. You look at the SEC schedule, and you think you're reading the top 10 in the nation, but beside that point, I got a real technical question for you. The Hall of Fame club looks like it's working really well. I just wondered from the player's perspective, has it brought a change to any of the game, or do they even notice it? Either team.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting to feel it, you know, because it's right there close to our dugout as well. But I can tell when I'm watching on TV, you know, that's been such a challenge. You look at, like, the New York Yankees, and it's so corporate sponsored and sold behind home plate. It looks like an empty stadium, and there's 40-something thousand people around there. I think that Hall of Fame club has brought people closer. I think it's absolutely an advantage for us because I think the other team, the opponent, I think that's what's been missing in Plainsman Park. And hopefully the club level, this Hall of Fame club, no doubt our students out in right center field. I mean, the other team can fill us more, just like when we go to every school that we go play in this amazing league. But I like the view of watching it, like on TV, when I go back and watch our at-bats and our pitches, of just it looks neat with seeing people standing there and in the seats. And, you know, it's 40 feet from home plate, and you're seeing these special teams, and you're seeing our guys run around and being able to go inside. I think right now everybody that's come in, too, is an outsider that's got a facility that they've worked on and built on. They're like, man, this is as nice as I've seen, and we're starting to get that feedback. And it'll be neat next year as we continue to try to build and have multiple options above the – above the monster is going to be one of the neatest things in the world. And we can already see that first base club levels. I was driving in this morning, already seeing that start to pop up and become part of the landscape already. So they'll continue that construction, you know, that's already started into the summer, fall. And by the first pitch next year, it's going to be pretty exciting to see all these features. If everything's done is half as good as that Hall of Fame club, we're going to be in pretty good shape for the best environment we've ever had.
Both tomorrow night and Saturday afternoon are sellouts. Just a few tickets remaining for Sunday. Go to obtix.com. If you can't find tickets there, SeatGeek to buy your Auburn baseball tickets for this weekend series against Tennessee. All right, back to the crowd. Go ahead, Jacob.
We've got Ashley.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Ash.
So we already have more stolen bases this season than we did last year, which I'm just going to contribute to Cooper Weiss.
Yep.
But looking over stats, we're on pace for more walks, more triples, more home runs, and fewer strikeouts than last year. What do you attribute to the guys seeing the ball better, or appears to me they're seeing the ball better this year than last year?
Yeah, well, we're seeing amazing arms in competition. So these guys have done a good job. Personnel did some of that. The bunting, the Mason Mainers is an elite bunter. Although he can hit a home run or he can get hits as well. Cooper Weiss that's his gift. And you're right, about 71% of our production from a stolen base, you got to attribute straight to him. He has a mind for it. Even in our meetings with our team, and I know Chris is in the room, he can absolutely say that Cooper sounds like a coach when he talks about the tip. He goes and gets his own tip on the pitchers, passes that to the team just like another member of our coaching staff. So he has a gift for that. I think having older players, I think especially from last year, I think the evaluation of the strike zones at a higher level. And really, you know, our challenge or whatever we're having in the league, our offense has played unbelievable. I just look at this past Texas A&M weekend. You get caught when you don't have the results you want. But you know, our team hit 309 for the weekend. We hit enough home runs. We had two pinch hit home runs in the ball game. So some amazing things are happening. If we can absolutely button down a few things and figure out a recipe from trying to do some things pitching-wise, because we feel like we have enough there too. But if we shorten some outings and ask everyone to contribute, if we can make some gains there, I think we're really talking about, you know, how good this offense is instead of worrying about something that we need to get better at. So hopefully those collide in that offense. It's as good of an offense as I think we've had since we've been here, although we got a half a season in front of us as well.
Really good question. Thank you very much, Ashley. Before our next question from the audience, you mentioned Mason Mainers. There is a new episode of The Flight.
Yes, it is.
That will premiere at 7 o'clock tonight on War Eagle Plus, right after our show on War Eagle Plus, that's going to feature Mason and his story and how he wondered if he would walk again at one point early in his high school days, and now he's doing what he's doing on the baseball field for you. Just a couple of words about Mason, what he's meant for this team.
Yeah, his greatest tool is his character. Great character. His younger brothers hopefully will be in their Eagles program at some point. It's an unbelievable family of strength, of faith. His character has hit us immediately, just how he acts. And like I said, he can bunt, he can run, plays a good outfield for us, but the strength of his character has been amazing, and it's because of what's in his household. It's because of a challenge that he went through. I know playing high school football, and I'm looking forward to hearing it too, to hear the whole story. You hear bits and pieces in the recruiting process, but I look forward to hearing him tell his story as well.
You can go to The Flight on War Eagle Plus right after the show tonight at 7 o'clock for the next edition of The Flight featuring Auburn baseball. All right, Jake, we'll go ahead.
Staying at the same table, here's Michael.
All right, so, Coach, it's A-Day weekend. How important is it to have students in the outfield and make a rowdy environment out there?
Oh, you know it is, and they have been. They've been absolutely – everybody's been doing their part. That's what I know I want to make sure that I convey. Michael, we love you, appreciate you, but our crowds have been amazing. Some of the weather's been a little bit lousy for baseball here, some in this early part of the season, but I know we're expecting a pretty good weekend. Put a little Parker, a little jacket on, and let's get after it, because our students have absolutely been amazing. And I know our players. I know I'm looking forward to yielding my time from the great center fielder from Florida here in this next segment. But I know Chris can speak to those guys because he's right there with them, not far from them every single ball game.
I love that. I love language like a committee meeting. That's very good. Yeah. We have a question from the back.
Yeah, we've got Cam.
Cam.
What is your favorite moment in your career?
Wow.
You know, you got to say winning a national championship. You got to, you know, talk about playing for another one. The neatest thing since I've been at Auburn, it has been a blessing to be in Omaha twice, and getting that win 2 years ago against Stanford for our first win in 25 years is significant. But along that journey, Cam, I have to say, at Oregon State, it's 2,000 miles away from here, and seeing like a guy like Blake Burkhalter, a walk-on, to come into a baseball game in the seventh inning with two runners on, with a one-run lead, and you cannot allow a guy to hit a sack fly, you can't allow a guy to put a bat on the ball for 2.5 innings. That was Oregon State's seventh super regional to host in the history of their program, and they had never lost one. And for him to take us to the finish line like that, it's one of the most inspiring outings, moments I've ever seen. And you can talk about Sonny D, you can talk about everybody. That was a full team. But I think that moment of us having to go 2,000 miles, they made us stay an hour and a half away in a hotel. I'm still trying to figure that one out. And those guys just absolutely were relentless. It's one of the greatest moments I've ever seen. And I just, you know, I hate that we didn't get to see that firsthand up close here at Plainsman Park. So that should keep us working to create another one of those environments to replace it. But it's going to be hard. That Blake Burkhalter outing against Oregon State, if you get a chance, anybody that loves pitching or appreciates baseball, if you go look at that and really see what he did those last two and two-thirds innings, you would be absolutely impressed.
No question. No question. Boy, what a trip that was.
Yes, it was.
Cheeseburgers and electric cars.
And a Tesla.
Yeah. All right. A few things that will make the head coach happy outside of winning the game. I know you win the game any way you can, and that's ultimately what you're looking for this weekend. How do you do that? How can you come out on top against Tennessee?
Yeah, very left-handed lineup. They got zero sacks on the season. They might change that. They've only played three true road games on the year. That's been in conference play. I think they went to Alabama and lost two out of three. They've been at home. It's the number one offense in our league, but they're going to sit there and just try to hit. Stolen bases has won a game, so I don't think they're going to try to reinvent the wheel. They got real men. They have an offensive club, and that's what you should do. You should build a roster around your ball club. That's what they've done, and they've went and got guys that can absolutely hit home runs. Can we absolutely find ourselves? Can every time the middle of their lineup roll around, maybe we put a new pitcher on them, and at least they got to handle a new guy. And if we can take the sting out of – you know, probably three or four left-handed swings. Moore's the right-hander that's the veteran guy in that lineup. But there's three or four lefties. If we want to have success, they got to be solos when they lose a baseball or take the sting out, keep it in the ballpark, and I think we have a great chance to absolutely have success. Just keep having those at-bats. Our offense is doing a good job statistically to be able to compete week in and week out. We've definitely saw that the last two weekends. But I think that movement, keep giving them different looks on the mound, keep the ball in the ballpark. If we can do that, they're not going to try to do a lot of different things. The ball really travels in Knoxville. I think they're going to try to play straight-up baseball because of their big, big numbers. And if we can absolutely just handle moments and get out of innings and be able to make a pitch just enough to get them off balance, I think we can have a great weekend.
Can't wait to watch.
Thank you for the visit. We'll see you at the ballpark this weekend. Yeah.
War Eagle.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, War Eagle.
Thank you.
Head baseball coach Butch Thompson, Tigers and Volunteers, 6 o'clock, 3:30, and 1 o'clock this weekend at Plainsman Park. When we come back, we'll talk to Chris Stanfield. He'll be on the stage with us from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. This is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
Enjoy baseball and softball season on the Plains with live sports radio. Presented by Alpha Insurance. Auburn Sports Network broadcasts are available with no delay at both Plainsman Park and Jane B. Moore Field. Every grand slam, stolen base, and strikeout, yours with no delay. Look for the live sports radio kiosk around the ballpark. Live sports radio lets you take the broadcast with you at every football game. Plus, home, men's, and women's basketball games, baseball, and softball. Live sports radio. Presented by Alpha Insurance.
When the game is on the line, you want someone you can count on. At Alabama Power, we believe in consistency and having each other's back. It's our game plan to safely deliver the electricity you depend on. We give 100% to achieve 99.9% reliability. Learn how we power a better Alabama at alabamapower.com/reliable. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Take it from me, basketball season is a grind. That's why it's great to get away and recharge in my Ford F-150 truck. With available Pro Power on board, which lets me use F-150 as a mobile generator, I can enjoy the great outdoors while watching games and highlights on my flat-screen TV. Ah, relaxation. Check out the official truck of the Auburn Tigers at your local Ford dealer and tell them Bruce Pearl sent you. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Some models, trims, and features may not be available and may be subject to change.
Welcome back on Tiger Talk from Baumhire's Victory Grill. It's our final Tiger Talk of this season. We'll be back with you back in August of this coming season. Auburn Tigers put their trust in Auburn AV for every home game for the best fan experience, and so should you. Bring the game day experience home when you have Auburn AV design and install your home entertainment system. Whether it's 88,000 screaming fans or for you and your best friends, Auburn AV has what you need. Learn more at auburnav.com. Please welcome our first visit on the Tiger Talk this season with Auburn center fielder Chris Stanfield.
Yes, sir.
War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you all for having me tonight.
We're glad to have you here tonight. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you asked us before we came back on the air, are you guys ready for tomorrow night? How ready are you? How ready is this team for this series this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely ready, and we are as well. We've been playing great, honestly. You know, we're right there. I think we're really close to breaking out, and BT and the coaches have us ready. We scouted, and I'm ready to go. It's going to be exciting. A-Day weekend, two of the three games are sold out so far, so I'm really looking forward to it.
How important was last night's win on the road before this series this weekend?
Very important. That's huge to always. You know, you got to win the games you're supposed to, the midweek games, and it took a little bit, but we broke out, and that was a great win, a great win to have, man. So I'm just proud of the guys for staying resilient like we always are.
What has been the biggest, I guess not challenge, but the biggest difference as you've gone from playing mostly left field last year to center field at this level in college baseball, the biggest adjustment for you to make from last year to this year?
I say with our home park, wall, being, just figuring out where I need to play, how many steps I have until I get to the wall was big to learn at first. And then I grew up playing center field, so transferring back there has just really been great. It feels like I'm back home. But, but yeah, really, you know, at angles, like balls that lefties hit, they would tail towards the line. And it took me a little while to really learn that because I haven't played a whole lot of corner outfield. But, you know, once I got it down, I was really just doing whatever I could to help us win last year. And then being in center this year is just amazing.
Yeah.
Brad and I talked last year when you made it into the lineup, and it just seemed like you can't take him out of the lineup. I mean, when you had that opportunity, you seized that a year ago.
Yes, sir. That was the goal. You know, I knew, coming in as a freshman, especially in the SEC, it would be tough. But once I get that opportunity, you know, you got to take full advantage of it and make it to where you can't take him out.
All right. We have a question.
Julie.
There we go.
There it is.
Julie.
Hey, Chris. War Eagle.
Hey, War Eagle, Miss Julie.
Now, I know that your head coach is in the room.
Uh-oh.
But I want you to pretend like he isn't. What's your favorite Butch Thompson story so far?
That's a good question.
It's a loaded question.
Thank you for that question, honestly. I'd say, you know, I really don't have a story. I'm always amazed by his wisdom and everything that he does to prepare us. You know, coming as a freshman, coming into the SEC really is tough, and every day he has a different message for us, but it always resonates, and it's always like it's on time, you know, very timely. And so I'd say a funny story. I'm trying to think of one.
Doesn't have to be funny if you don't want
it.
Yeah.
Or we could come back to it.
If you want. Let's come back to that one. That's a great question, though. Thank you for that.
All right. How often do you interact with the folks out in the back 40 out there? The students out there in Wright Center?
I do a lot. Sometimes my boys come out there and I give them a ball. So, you know, that makes the highlight of that. Yeah, for sure.
You get them on your side then.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But that's a great addition. I'm so thankful that we've added that. That just brings a whole different dynamic to the ballpark. And I remember an Arkansas game. It was rowdy out there, and that's what we needed.
Yeah.
That was the little spark we needed to pull that one out. So that was exciting.
Love it. Back to the audience we go.
Same table. Here's Ashley.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
I see your parents, along with many other of the players' parents, every game, home and away. How much does that support mean to you as a player and for everyone else? Because I saw the pictures at Texas A&M. They went and supported Equestrian while they were out there. They were living their best lives, and they're out there supporting their boys. So what does that mean?
That just means the world. My two amazing parents, they want to make every single game they can, and that's really important to me, just knowing that they have their support, to have their support, and that they truly love me through it all. And I'd say the same for all the other parents that travel, no matter where, if we're at home or away, that's truly a blessing.
You've got some athletes in your family, correct?
I do. My uncle, Rick, he played at FSU.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And then he played some minor league ball as well.
All right. So there's some baseball in the blood then.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Who was your major league team growing up?
Ooh, growing up, I really didn't have one. I like players, certain players.
Okay.
And I really like to watch Byron Buxton and Mookie Betts. Mm-hmm. You know, those are my guys that I try to model my game after for sure.
Couple of good ones.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, back to the crowd.
Here's Michael.
Yo, Michael.
Okay, so, Chris, I just have to ask, how did you get involved with the Miracle League?
Good question.
Great question. Yes, sir. Thank you. So, I grew up in Tallahassee, Florida, and in middle school, we were volunteer with the Miracle League. Probably twice a month. And so coming here, I really wanted to give back to Auburn because they've been so great to me and welcoming me. And I was really thinking of a way to give back. And my hat was flying off a lot last year. So
yeah.
I used that as a running joke to really use it. But
we were using it as a running joke on the air, too.
Right? Yeah, we know.
I love it. But, yeah, I did my research, and I thought there was no better organization than the Miracle League because I had some history with them back home.
That is one of the ways that NIL allows student athletes to give back. There has been for so long such a focus. I mean, you just got to try to stay above water, but NIL is giving you an opportunity to give back and joining with you in giving back a little bit as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And the good folks at Jackson Services have also teamed up with Chris and the Miracle League as well. So let that hat fly, big boy.
They're here tonight, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
We got some reps from Jackson.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Chris, we're looking forward to this weekend. Appreciate you stopping by, and I hope you'll do it again in the future.
War Eagle.
War Eagle, Chris. Good to have you with us tonight, bud. Thank you.
Chris Stanfield.
When we come back, A-Day weekend, Hugh Freeze in the house. He joins us next on Tiger Talk. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
When the game is on the line, you want someone you can count on. At Alabama Power, we believe in consistency and having each other's back. It's our game plan to safely deliver the electricity you depend on. We give 100% to achieve 99.9% reliability. Learn how we power a better Alabama at alabamapower.com/reliable. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Auburn fans, this is Coach Hugh Freeze asking for your help. On to Victory has been a crucial supporter of Auburn student athletes. It's important to keep that good work going, so please join On to Victory today, War Eagle.
War Eagle, it's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccinations during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are all up to date on all recommended vaccines, including COVID-19 and flu. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze. The support of the Auburn family is vital to the success of our student athletes, and On to Victory plays a crucial role in that. Please help keep that good work going by joining On to Victory today, War Eagle.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
This is the Auburn Sports Network, and you're listening to Tiger Talk. Back to Brad and Andy.
Welcome back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It is the season finale of Tiger Talk, and we have a tremendous crowd in the house tonight. Lots of energy and enthusiasm, and people are looking forward. Coach Hugh Freeze to A-Day Saturday. Coach Freeze joins us on Tiger Talk. Welcome in War Eagle.
War Eagle, guys.
This is a fun time of year. We get a little taste. We get to be inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. We get just a little bit of a preview of the fall. What is the head coach's perspective on A-Day?
Well, A-Day, as far as getting our fans to campus and seeing and being around them, is incredible always because we have the best fans. But as far as the trying to figure out a way to make this this day competitive and entertaining and keep everybody healthy is very, very challenging. It's difficult, and I think you see more and more. I don't know if you saw Missouri play two-hand touch, you know. Huh. they did in their spring game, and I'm hearing others are going to do like an NFL style what do they do? The All-Pros.
The punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah, where they
thing.
Make the linemen catch punts and and all of that. So it's always – it's just a challenge. And, you know, we're going to try to, you know, play. And we're thin at receiver due to injuries. But we're going to try to make it competitive. We're going to go out and defense is up 27-0. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if the offense can catch them.
This is the one time you'll be in Jordan-Hare Stadium, though.
It is. I intentionally just I think that's got to become more special to us, and there needs to I want it to mean something when we go in that stadium, and we, you know, I just didn't think we needed to go in it until now for mm-hmm. spring, and so I'm hoping I told the team that Tuesday, and I'll remind them that in team meeting Saturday morning that there's a level of energy and excitement that should come with playing in that stadium.
And that will include a Tiger Walk at 11:45 on a Saturday. The A-Day game starts at 1. 1:56 is the Eagle Flight, by the way. Are you going to be out there to see the Eagle Flight? Have you ever seen it
I've
in person?
I've never seen it. Maybe this is a good time to do that because we're not going in, so we should be
there.
You
go.
Did we do it last A-Day?
Well, it was raining.
Yeah. You couldn't do much of anything last A-Day that you wanted to.
It was very difficult.
So very
and not just rainy. If my memory's right, it was kind of dang cold, too.
Yeah. A little monsoon action.
It was really dang cold last year. All right, let's go to the audience. Jacob is standing by.
Richard is going home with an Alumni Hall gift card and has this question.
Richard?
Good evening, Coach.
Good evening.
Hey, I just wanted to ask, I know there's been a lot of talk about the offensive side as far as newcomers, wide receivers that have come in and all, but I wanted to ask you about the defensive side of the ball. Is there someone on the defensive side that stood out during spring camp that maybe we look forward to seeing play this coming season?
Yeah, we're really excited about the signing class as a whole, and on the defensive side, you've got Waller and Amaris Williams, who I think are going to be two dynamic edge guys. Now, again, they're just going to be freshmen, but they're going to have to play some. Malik Blockton has shown flashes also with T.J. Lindsey inside, so we're excited about the future of those defensive linemen, and they have flashed. But probably if you're I think DeMarcus Riddick is going to have to play too, and he's going to be a special player in time. I mean, a real special player at linebacker, and probably the who I would say is probably the most improved in the secondary is Colton Hood, and really pleased with the spring he's had.
Richard, thank you very much for the question. Richard gets an Alumni Hall gift card. It's just that easy. If you have questions for Coach Freeze, raise your hand and we will get to you before the end of our program tonight. We're going to step away, come back with more from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Tonight's show brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health. They remind you, don't wait, vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by getting all recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM to learn more. Quick timeout, then we're back. This is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
War Eagle Plus is the new official content network for the Auburn Tigers, bringing you inside the action and closer than ever to the teams and student-athletes you love on the plains. Featuring brand new video content, behind-the-scenes access, and off-the-field storytelling, exclusive interviews, archival footage, news information, and more. Get a free 7-day trial at WarEaglePlus.com. Then register for the On to Victory bundle for just $14.99 per month and enjoy hours of content from War Eagle Plus.
The game has changed, and the future of Auburn athletics now demands a strong NIL program. I'm Jason Campbell. Let's come together, Auburn family, and make a lasting impact. Visit ontovictory.com. Every dollar you contribute to On to Victory helps create NIL opportunities for our student athletes. Visit www.ontovictory.com and be a part of changing the game for Auburn athletics.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
On Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Auburn and head football coach Hugh Freeze, our guest for the rest of tonight's show. A-Day, of course, Saturday. Festivities begin at 1. The game, the scrimmage, the 27-0 deficit for the offense around 2 o'clock. Our coverage on the Auburn Sports Network begins at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Looks like it's going to be a terrific day from a weather perspective. Right back to the audience. Go ahead, Jacob.
We've got Herb.
Herb.
Where you go, coach?
Herb, you're not in your normal seat.
I got guests here.
I understand.
His wife is with him tonight.
I understand.
Right.
You know, your job's hard enough with transfer portal and signing day and all this kind of stuff, and now they want to come up with a third signing day. What is the idea of anything good that can come out of that?
I don't think anything good can. I'm not for it, and none of the SEC are for it, and I can't. I'm not sure who is pushing that, but it's got some significant momentum behind it, and I've not talked to a single high school coach that would be in favor of this. I think as soon as you move a third signing period to June, your fist can start looking at all kind of opt-outs from high school ball, their senior year, and I think we've already expedited it too fast now, and you know, I like to watch how a kid performs a senior year before we have to make some final determination. So none of us are for it. None of the I think most of the SEC states came out I know Alabama's High School Association did, that they're not for it. So I think it must be in other parts of the United States that it's getting pushed. I don't know where it will land, but we voted 16-0 against it in our meeting, so I'm not for it at all, but I don't think it would be a good thing.
Herb, thank you for the question.
Thank you, Herb.
Julie from Arizona.
Coach War Eagle.
I think you come every weekend.
Pretty close. There's a lot of sports going on right now.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm in my regular seat.
We appreciate you. You are in your regular
seat.
Thank
you. My question. Coach Thompson, when the baseball team does the World Series, the winners get a steak dinner, and the losers get a hot dogs with no condiments.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on like that with the team
You
this
know,
weekend?
I probably need to put something on the line. I'm going to let Butch give me the skinny on all of that and figure that one out. Heck, our kids would probably revolt on me if I suggest that they not eat whatever they want. So, but I will think about that a little bit. I will say this: our coaches this spring, every time we've put on full pads, they didn't need a whole lot of convincing to go compete. DJ and Charles are bringing a different type of juice over there, and Nick's, and they don't mind a little bantering. So I'm expecting them to compete no matter what we put on the line.
Julie, thank you very much for the question. On the subject of food, can I ask a very hard-hitting question?
Yes, sir.
What is the best meal you can remember having at a recruit's house?
Ooh.
Obviously, I don't have to remember the name of the recruit or whether you got him
or
not.
Yeah, man, that's a hard one. Well, I will say, we got a lot of years to talk about there, but the one from this last recruiting cycle, Walker White's dad cooks a mean steak. Mm. That was one of the finest steaks I've ever had.
What was the cut?
It was a filet.
Okay.
And it was so well seasoned and tender, and his wife made us some au gratin potatoes. AU gratin potatoes.
I understand, yeah. Huh? Got it.
And they were delicious. So it was and they had, I can't remember exactly what they had for dessert, but I remember it being delicious.
Well, I'm glad you took him then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. All right, back to the audience.
We've got Reed. He's going home with an Alumni Hall gift card.
War Eagle, Coach.
War Eagle.
The United Football League kicked off this past weekend. I just got to ask, what do you think about the UFL giving players like Auburn's Sal Cannell a chance to play on the professional level?
Love it. I absolutely love, I hope it can make it. I'm obviously very busy, and I can't follow it a lot, and I don't get to see it a lot, but I do hope it makes it. I think the more of our young men that can continue to develop and have a chance to make a living doing what they love to do, the better off we are. So I'm happy with that.
Thank you, Reed. We certainly appreciate the question. And we'll be back with more. Hugh Freeze, our guest tonight. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
War Eagle, it's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccinations during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are all up to date on all recommended vaccines, including COVID-19 and flu. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Hey, it's Bruce Pearl. When you find a player who's electric, what a game changer. Like the all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning truck. It's got the performance you'd expect from an F-150, plus state-of-the-art tech like intelligent backup power. So if the lights go out at your properly equipped house, you've got the power to turn them back on. Game changing. That's what I'm talking about. See your local Ford dealer to learn more about the F-150 Lightning. Available at Ford EV certified dealers only. Some models, trims, and features may not be available and may be subject to change.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
This is the Auburn Sports Network, and you're listening to Tiger Talk. Back to Brad and Andy.
Our final Tiger Talk of the season from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Beautiful evening and a great crowd on hand tonight. Hugh Freeze with us for a few more moments. The Tigers getting ready for the A-Day weekend. You look up front defensively, Coach. You're going to rely on some guys that are new to the ball club up front defensively this year.
Yeah, it's, we lost, Marcus and Justin to the NFL, and that definitely hurt us, and we were fortunate to go out and get the likes of Gage and Keys and Trill, two guys that have played a lot of football to come in and join Jason Jones, who's returning also inside. We're not as deep there as I wish. Those guys are probably going to have to play a few too many snaps unless the young kids really come along. But we're glad that we have those that have played significant snaps. We need people like Bobby and DJ Reed, who've been with us for a year, to come on and provide quality depth also.
On the other side of the ball, Dylan Wade's versatility and Connor Lue in the year that he had last year, and Jeremiah Wright, I know you've talked glowingly about him in the spring. Offensive line seems to be in pretty good shape here at this point in the spring.
Well, I think so. Percy is, we're going to need him to play really well at tackle, and love his length and his size. He just hasn't played in a system that we're going to, we need to run the football. And he's, he was in a system that was air raid the whole time. And so there's a learning curve there a little bit for him. But Dylan, moving him inside is going to help us. And obviously Connor's, I think, going to be a phenomenal player, and pleased with Jeremiah. And Tutal's doing well too. And Tate is having a good spring. We need him for quality depth also. So it's, and Tyler Johnson's developing nicely. So we're I feel cautiously optimistic about the offensive line.
How much does it help to have the whole quarterback room going through a spring practice this season?
That's invaluable.
Yeah.
I think Peyton being able to go through a spring and, with the new things we're trying to get back to are new for him, and the timing with the receivers and everything, is just invaluable to have that experience to lead into fall camp.
All right, this is the last time that we'll be with you here.
We do need to talk specialists.
All right.
Look, we got us two great kickers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex hadn't been able to go through spring, but Towns he's going to be special. Yeah, sure is. Had to get that out there, and we're pleased with Oscar and Reed too. I got told I never talk about the specialist, and I don't. It's a fair point.
Sure,
fair point.
We'll help you.
We'll ask about them.
Yeah, we'll back to my press conference, and I went through like every position, and except for those,
we're going to help you.
And they deserve it. They really do.
Absolutely.
Probably a better question than the one I'm going to ask you to wrap it up. But since we're not with you again until the fall, post spring, what's the highlight of your summer? What's the point that you're looking forward to just personally in the quote unquote off season?
Oh, some golf for sure. Mm-hmm. But family time at the lake is the best for me. We got two grandbabies now too, and just to kind of find 3-4 days where we can just go to the lake and relax and have nothing on the agenda and just eat when we want to eat and just relax and go out on the water and be with family. It's hard to beat that.
Do you grill a good filet?
Jill does.
Okay.
Jill is the grill master in our home. I do know how to do it. I just don't have time. I mean, by the time I get home, she's ready to eat.
Sure.
She's not. We'll go to the lake and I'll grill. I will grill something there, yes.
Okay.
But if it gets grilled right now, it's all her.
Okay.
We appreciate you by very much. We look forward to A-Day and everything else that is coming. Thank you.
Sounds good, guys.
War Eagle. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head football coach Hugh Freeze with us here as we get set to wrap up the season of Ooh. Tiger Talk. Stay tuned. The final segment of the year coming up next. This is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
Just the good stuff.
only the good stuff. Morning, mama, light my fuse. Classic hits. Wings, 94.3.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Tiger fans, it's game day. Time to put on the team colors, set up the tailgate, and enjoy some football. Of course, no tailgate is complete without Golden Flake snacks. From our crispy potato chips and light and airy pork skins to our deliciously cheesy cheese puffs, you're certain to score big. So grab a bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out the Rio, Forte, Soul, or the Sporty Stinger. And don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles, the Carnival, or our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Bold, Rico. Welcome back on Tiger Talk, our final segment of the season. Of course, Tiger Talk resumes in August, and we certainly want to thank all the good folks that have helped us throughout this year. The great folks, our great partners here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, all the servers. I mean, they make it so fun to come here on Thursday nights, and we certainly appreciate that. Alpha Insurance, our title sponsor as well. Thank you so much for being a part of Tiger Talk. Let me run down Saturday for you real quick.
You got it.
It all starts at 9 o'clock, the Tiger Trail induction ceremony. That will be in the athletic complex in the Rain Room. Tickets are required for that. The pop-up vault, the pop-up vault shop opens at 9 o'clock in the Plainsman Park parking lot.
Just take my money.
Yeah, indeed. 10 o'clock on to victory autograph session in the old indoor football practice facility. This is for members only. Also at 10 o'clock and open to everyone, the Coca-Cola Fan Fest opens on the campus green space. That is free. The Jordan-Hare Stadium gates will open at 11. The alumni flag, a football game at Jordan-Hare, starts at 11:20. Tiger Walk at 11:45 on Saturday. A-Day game presented by Golden Flake begins at 1 o'clock. Our coverage on the Auburn Sports Network at 1. Also, softball will host Louisiana Tech at 1. The Eagle flight is at 1:56.
Okay.
All right. And then the A-Day scrimmage at 2. Baseball at 3:30 against Tennessee, and at 4 o'clock, Auburn softball against Georgia Tech. Go!
Been a terrific year. Thanks to everybody associated, not the least of them, the general manager of the Auburn Sports Network, Ben Harling. Tiger Talk produced in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios by Quinn Brakeen.
QB1.
QB1 indeed. Tim Walker, our on-site engineer. Production assistance from Jacob Hillman. For Chris Stanfield, Butch Thompson, and Hugh Freeze. And for the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law, War Eagle. And thanks for listening all season long to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. By the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. And by Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with 3 Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Playfly Sports.